rights.
Well, we now move on. Item 6, Councillor Side, if you would you be leaving at this point? Stan Andy Bodge. Are you going to leave the chamber for this item?
Yes.
We'll call you back to the next one. Applications 19/01710 LBC and 19/1709/LBC Dunelly Lodge, Walton Lane, Shepperton. This proposal involves applications for relaxation of condition 3 of planning permission 19/00478/HOU and listed building consent to raise the front boundary wall by 0.8 metres. And we'll consider each item separately, but I've agreed that there should be one presentation which will cover both items. Commissioner Patel, can you run through the plan to us, please?
Boundary wall to the grade 2 listed building at Dunelly Lodge, situated in Walton Lane in Shepperton Conservation Area. The application site has a previous approval for a side extension which incorporates the existing boundary wall in 2019. To the northwest is Dunelly House, which adjoins the site. To the northeast, across the other side of Walton Lane, is Twyford Cottage, and to the southeast is Langley, which are both attached dwellings. To the southwest, here you can see Dunelly Lodge backs onto the River Thames. Having a look at the surrounding area, there is a consistent characteristic of high front boundary walls, which mostly shield the dwellings along Walton Lane from public view. The height of the front boundary walls vary significantly, and therefore it is considered alterations to these walls in this vicinity would not be considered out of character for the area. Here we can see the front boundary wall on the front elevation before any works have been carried out. This existing wall measures 2.7 metres in height. Here we can see the side extension which was approved in 2019. The extension was designed with a flat roof with a height of 3.6 metres. The roof design includes a detailed cornice which protrudes on top of the boundary wall. The boundary wall itself is incorporated into the side extension as its external wall. The current proposal shown here plans to raise the boundary wall and effectively remove the cornice on the front elevation. The cornices of the other elevations would remain, which would not be visible. Therefore, the side extension would be obscured from the street scene, with only the roof lantern and thin lead flashing visible. It's relevant to note that the raising of the boundary wall is localised to the depth of the side extension, and would return to its original height, 2.7 metres, via a swan neck design. The wall is proposed to be raised 0.9 metres from the existing height to reach 3.6 metres. Therefore, it would match the roof height of the approved side extension. It is considered the impact would have a similar effect on the character of the area and the amenities of neighbouring properties. Furthermore, the council's historic advisor does not have any objection to the proposal and has stated it would have a neat design and would cause no harm to the conservation area. Taking his comments into consideration, overall the application is recommended for approval. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you for that, Justin. Now, would Paul Harper please come forward to speak against the application? And you're reminded that you're only able to speak for 3 minutes, and I'll prompt you when there are 30 seconds to run. Okay.
To speak. The current planning permission approved last July gives permission for the enlarged orangery to proceed. To quote from that approval, it would be designed with a decorative cornice to match the host dwelling. The extensions proposed to be used as an orangery. The dictionary definition of an orangery is a place to grow oranges, which I suspect is not the plan. Why then is there now a need to scrap the decorative cornice and to increase the height and massing of a listed building by 33%. There's clearly no planning requirement. Planning permission for an extension has already been given, with nothing preventing that proceeding. The only reason I can assume is that the the application has been submitted to save costs. It's easier to build a brick wall than implement the approved planning permission. I would ask on behalf of the objectors that this be refused on the grounds that it is not in accordance with paragraphs 193 to 195 of the NPPF, ENV 5A and B, SP 6, and policies EV 23, 26, and 28 of the Lower Haverford Conservation Area Plan or its successor. NPPF section 16 states which issues must be considered, and to quote it, any harm to or loss of the significance of a designated heritage asset from its alteration should require clear and convincing justification. Harm or loss of grade 2 listed buildings should be exceptional. Also, where a proposed development will lead to substantial harm or loss of significance of a designated heritage asset, local planning authorities should refuse consent. The proposal clearly contradicts that. There is no planning reason or need for this application. The current works can proceed without damaging a heritage asset. Of the 10 objections, all consider this proposal to be out of keeping with the property and its setting in the conservation area. Providing additional evidence that the damage to the heritage asset outweighs any benefits, preventing the segregation barrier to the charm of Denali Lodge, not in keeping with the boundary walls of the adjacent Denali House, and opening a method whereby any property owner of a listed building can seek to increase the height of their boundaries. If this application is turned down, then the building of the extension will not be impaired, and the grade 2 asset's integrity maintained. Heritage is not always neat, so I'd ask you again to consider the NPPF paragraphs, ENV 5A and B, policies SP 6, and the policies in the previous Lower Haverford Conservation Plan. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Mr. Patel, are there any points you'd like to clarify as a result of the comments made?
Chairman, I would just like to say the council's historic advisor has raised no objection to the proposal, and he has no objection and thinks it would have no harm to the conservation area and to this building.
That's it. The conservation officer, the council conservation officer, has raised no concerns. Right, so Paul Harper, could you please come forward to speak against the... Oh no, sorry, you've had your go. With Darrell Weston now come forward to speak for the application. You're allowed 3 minutes, and I'll remind you it's 30 seconds to go.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the Planning Committee. I work for the architects who have been working on the project at Dunalley Lodge. Following the approval to build a single-storey extension with the decorative cornice set behind and above the existing boundary wall, we began to reflect on the impact of this detail that would have on the street scene. By omitting the cornice and raising the wall on just this elevation, we do keep the cornice on the other elevations of the extension. We consider this to be an enhancement to the previous approval. We have considered the impact of raising the wall upon Walton Lane and proposed to raise it only locally to the approved single-storey extension. And rather than making an abrupt step in the change in height, we propose you to use a swan neck to slowly soften the effect of the raising of the wall. We feel the integrity of the listed and historic structure is maintained, as it should be evident that raising the wall for the purpose of concealing the new single-storey extension. Future observers of the building should, at a glance, be able to determine this. We strive not to muddy the waters of the involvement of any historic building we work on. Our approach is to be sensitive and respectful of the material and the historic value. The rigorous and extensive dialogue we have maintained with the listed buildings officer via the planning case officer to discuss and agree a variety of necessary and in some cases very urgent repair work to the house is testament to this. If necessary, we could retain the existing brick on edge detail that caps the top of the existing brick boundary wall beneath the proposed raised portion. perhaps the planning officer could include this as a condition of approval, subject to approval to the listed building officer.
Okay, thank you for that. Ms. Patel, any points you'd like to clarify as a result of the comments made?
No, thank you, Chair.
Thank you for that.
Through you, Chairman, the applicant's agent referred to the additional condition, which we're happy to impose if the committee agrees.
Can you, if you could just reiterate it to the committee. Yeah, Mr. Matt is going to show it on the plan with the applicant's agent the same.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So you can see on the top left, it's essentially a stretcher wall. And then as you get up to the top, the bricks are laid on edge. So you'll have the shorter face. And the agent for this is suggesting that you retain that detail and then start, I suspect it's some Flemish carved wall bond or something like that. And so you would then have the traditional brick bond above that, so that you would see where the original wall was, what was new. Although if you're doing that with reclaimed brickwork and the same pattern bond, that would give you an impression of the historic texture.
Yeah, so that's basically to, there will be reclaimed bricks used to do the bit that's on top of the bricks that Councillor, sorry, that Mr. Manager was talking about. But if members are happy to have that as a condition, then I'll move that condition be added to the recommendation. And if I could have a seconder.
So, I'm happy to second that, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you for that, Councillor Gethin. Is that agreed? Members? Okay.
Agreed, yes.
It's agreed then, that's all I heard. So therefore that goes on as a condition, and then that gives an indication of it as far as the historic aspect of it is concerned. People will be able to see where the original wall was, and there won't be like new bricks put on top of that. It will be reclaimed bricks. So as I haven't done that, then we need to have the application moved. So, can I have a proposal for application 19/01710/RBC?
Mr. Chairman, I'm happy to move that as per section 8 of the report as we've amended it.
Okay. Thank you. Any members wish? Oh, sorry, a seconded. Councillor Islam.
Help you to second it.
Thank you. Any members want to speak on that? Councillor Noble.
I'm afraid I don't agree with the raising of this wall. That is the regular route I take from Thames Meadow through Shepperton. That, as you can see from the pictures already, begins to start looking like a new relief river road because there are so many high walls along that drive. So on the left you have the farmer who has a high wall. You have a number of other properties that have extremely high walls along there. It's very dark, it gets very damp because the rain actually can't go anywhere on the alleyway. I think it's a tragedy that actually raising the wall means you can't see this building because actually when you drive from Thames Meadow and you do a snake neck through that, you look and you could see the old listed building, and it is a beautiful building. Raising this wall by 0.9, I believe, not 0.8, you're going to see less of the corner of the original building, which actually was a really nice view when you used to come along that road. Sadly, for the past, I don't know, year, 6 months, it's been covered in a massive scaffolding setup. I don't see any reason why we can't see the orangery. If anything, it's beautifully designed and it's adding to the listed building. It should be seen from the road. It's part of the landscape of that road and part of the street scene. To add another stack of bricks on top of that, which can only be viewed on the basis it provides more privacy for the owner in the property as opposed to a benefit to the street scene, I think it's inappropriate and unnecessary. And actually, I would love to be able to see driving along the road the top of that orangery beautifully designed and the remaining of those windows that you can see in that top right-hand corner. Because currently you drive along there, it feels as though you're driving along an alleyway in Wandsworth Prison.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Mrs. Flinson.
Just clarify that, Chairman. If you members turn to paragraph 7.4, then when you're assessing listed buildings and conservation areas, there's a different, there's an additional matter that we have to look at. With conservation areas, we have to preserve or enhance the conservation area. And for listed buildings, we have to preserve the building and assessing. So the fact that the extension can't be seen, in my view, isn't a reason for objecting to the application, because we have to look at whether it preserves the listed building. And the application is simply replacing an extension that was agreed to a certain height with the wall that was rated to the same height. So I think you need to look at that sort of test in terms of whether this extensions within listed buildings and conservation areas are acceptable. Thank you, Chairman.
Okay, I hope that helps. There's not much of the orange, I don't think that's actually visible over the top of that wall at the moment.
Can I just say, it doesn't only obscure the orangery, it obscures the view from the road of the main building itself, because it takes off the corner. So you can see how much of the lower window or that top window. And I just think it spoils the view of a beautiful building.
Yeah, okay, thank you for that. Councillor Nicholls.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Harper's objections to this were grounded in policy and guidance. I believe most of those points were picked up in the report, but could I just have it confirmed that the officers are saying that these points are not relevant, or are issues which they are satisfied are clear enough? Because I'd just like to be clear on the technicalities of this, please.
Certainly the policy which is referred to into the report, it's relevant, it's been addressed in the committee report. In terms of the MPPF, it's a sort of a broader approach to preserving and enhancing listed buildings and conservation areas. So in our view, as we said in the report, it complies with the MPPF. And if we felt it didn't, if we felt it was a contrary to it, we'd have a different recommendation.
Yeah. So just one
second. So if you look at 194 of the MPPF, it refers to any harm to the listed building. And we're saying, and our conservation advisor has advised that there isn't any harm to the building, to listed building. The increase in the wall of 0.9 metres, not along the whole frontage, along the part that's in front of the extension that's being approved, doesn't result in harm either to the listed building, the setting of the listed building, or the conservation area.
Thank you. Councillor Dunn.
Please could I have clarification as to whether or not the wall, in its state at the moment, was built at the same time as the house? In other words, is it from the same brick?
I don't think it's likely to be the same brick as the house. I think that what the issue was the brick that's going to go on top of the wall is old, it's recovered brick, so it won't show as being new brick on the top, but the Dunelly house is all white.
So, to you, Chairman, the key thing is what the description was in the listed building that's been listed by Historic England, or it would have been English Heritage then. I don't have the copy of the listing in front of me, but if it refers to the wall, then that would be, it might give a bit more detail in the description. I'm not sure.
Okay, Mr. Tull, do you have any more information on that or not?
I don't have the listing in front of me, however, I know that they were both listed separately, the walls and the gates and then the house were listed separately.
Sorry, I don't know if you heard that, but the case officer said that the walls were listed separately from the house, but both listed, but they were listed separately.
So it is an original wall. It's not recently been, well, not recently, but it's
an original. It's not a recent erection, no.
No, it's basically I think what the case officer is saying is that it's the building itself, Dunno House, and the wall aren't like listed together, such that they should work together, as it were. The building itself is listed, and then the wall as a separate structure is listed. And we do plan to have a number of listed walls around the place where they're made of old brick. So the issue with this is, by raising it, will it look substantially odd in the conservation area? And that's where the conservation officer has said no. Because if it's been, if the brick going along the top is recovered brick, then it will look the same as it kind of looks now, but taller, as opposed to having new brick put on top. So it's the wall itself on its own is a listed structure. Councillor Boutin. Councillor Boutin? Yeah.
Sorry, Chair, that's been answered.
Thank you. Are there any other issues of clarification which we will be able to assist with on this one? If members might want to ask. No. In that case, I'll move to the vote on this one, and this is on the first item 19/01710/RBC. The motion was to approve. All those in favour of that motion, please show. Right, and those against? There's two. We need to have an electronic system. Thank you. So, application 19/01710/RBC is approved. And then we move